Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. John Bradbury is our guest. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's a very successful consultant helping people just like you get their businesses off the ground. John, tell us how we can find you online.
It's readyfounder.com.
All right.
Just like it sounds, readyfounder.
John, when in the previous segment we were talking about the fact that that you've got to have conversations with your family if you're going to start a business. If you're going to have any chance of success, I really think it's going to be heavily dependent upon the family being in alignment with you and understanding that there are going to be some sacrifices, that we're not going to have all the stuff maybe we used to have. We might have to change things. We might have to move to another house. We might have to move to another neighborhood. I keep thinking about, John, I keep thinking about my sweet daughter. When she was in high school, she had to drink, bless her heart, she had to drive the ugliest green Volkswagen Rabbit that you've ever seen in your life. It was as big a pile of metal, junk metal, that I've ever seen in my life. And she drove that, and most of the time, she bore up under it. I think we had one major breakdown, not the car, but her, over it. But
right,
basically,
right.
But the thing is there are some things that need to be on the table. Let's talk about some of the things that you've got to, you know, sit down at the table with your family, and mm-hmm. and you know, if it's just your spouse or if it's your spouse and the children, especially if they're a little bit older, you got to have a reality check with them. Okay, folks, I'm going to start a business, and this is what I want to do. I'm going to need your help, and then talk about. Don't we need to talk about some of the specific things that are not going to happen? Like, I may not be able to draw a paycheck for a year. And then ask him, how can we fix that? How can we deal with that? What do you think, John?
I think that's right, and I think being very systematic about it is helpful, leaving no stone unturned in terms of, first of all, laying out for everybody what this path might look like. It's not only about money, it's also about your time.
Right.
You know, people, when you're starting a business, you don't typically have as much discretionary time. And that's one of the hardest parts I've found in being an entrepreneur, are the times where on a Saturday, you know, I have to go into the office. And just being sure that everyone understands that, and that you understand that, and that you're okay with it. But also from a resource perspective, you know, what is the minimum income we need to get by on,
mm-hmm.
and where is that coming from?
And you start finding out what you really, really, really must have and what you really, really don't have to have.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's not only about sacrifice. The other important side of the equation is to have that division conversation
mm-hmm.
about why we're doing this. And it might have to do with a, you know, the pot at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. It may have to do with the cause or the mission that everybody in the family feels is important. But they have a feel. We all have a sense that we're going somewhere. You know, it's not only that we're cutting and sacrificing. There's a reason for it, or else we wouldn't be doing it.
One of the great blessings that my father and mother gave me, John, was there were times, and as I was growing up, that our family struggled. My mother and dad allowed me to see that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a gift that they gave me. And so whenever it came time for you know, me to go through some of the things that life hands you, I'd already been there.
Mm-hmm.
And now my children are grown and married and have children of their own, and you know, they've got they're doing great. They're professionally, they're all both doing great. But you know what? Things aren't always rosy, right? And I see them dealing with things, and I just want to believe that them seeing me get my business off the ground contributed something to that. I just think you're not helping your children if you don't let them participate in the struggle. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think it teaches and models is honesty and authenticity,
yeah.
which is an important
yeah.
leadership trait.
Yeah.
And we see it all the time in the corporate world, in the workplace. You know, if an organization's going through tough times and the leaders are pretending that it's not happening, but
right.
everybody can see it,
right?
It makes things worse. And I think the same thing is true in a family.
Well, there's no question about it. And so, folks, if you're a startup, if you're trying to get a business off the ground, get the family involved. They're actually, you know, they're it's tough. And you know, you and I are talking about, when we talk about some of the challenges, this is the way most startups are dealing with. Some of them don't have these problems, right? Some of them, you know, leap off the ground and they do great day one. But most of them, there's mm-hmm. the struggling period, isn't there, John?
There is, and even founders that I work with who get backing, they have investors who are backing them, they often, for example, pay themselves a salary that is not realistic given the business plan.
Right.
Because they want to maintain a lifestyle for their family.
Right.
And what they need to be doing is just what we've been talking about.
That's
they
right.
need to take a financial hit.
That's right.
And do what's right for the business.
That's exactly right. Hey, John, give us the website quickly one more time.
It's www.readyfounder.com.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today. The book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. John Bradbury. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.